Elise Morgan joins us now to talk finance. Elise, you'd agree with that. Let's wipe out the credit card surcharges.
Oh, I can't imagine how much money I've spent in those surcharges exactly. on airlines maddening. Over the years with an interstate relationship.
See, everyone says the airlines. That's it.
But taking a look at the markets, it's not such a good night. The price of oil hit a fresh five-year low as fears of oversupply and weaker economic growth continue to mount. The sell-off was sparked by weak Chinese and Japanese data. West Texas crude is now $3 down on its previous close, trading at $62.90 US a barrel. That's the first time it's been below $63 since July 2009. Brent crude is down 4%, NYMEX is 3.7% lower, and Tapas is down to $69.91 US a barrel. Markets were worried by Japan reporting that its third quarter contraction was actually worse than first reported, and China released some unexpectedly weak import data, signalling slowing demand from the world's second largest economy. So all of this weighed on markets as expected. The Dow is 0.8% lower at 17,809. The S&P 500 is 0.9% lower. Energy stocks Chevron and ExxonMobil are in the bottom 10 performers on the Dow. They're down 4 and 2.5% respectively. Across the Atlantic, the Euro stocks dropped 0.75% and London's FTSE 100 lost 1% after a European Central Bank official warned of a massive weakening of the economy there. Back home, futures trade is pointing to a sharp fall at the start of trade. The SPY 200's 0.6% lower. The Aussie dollar's buying 83 US cents. The key spot iron ore price has retreated back to $69.70 US a tonne. But gold is the only one rising. It's up to $1,205 US an ounce, Fran.
Thanks very much, Elise.